Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, folks. It is Friday morning. Got the weekend coming up. A lot of football this weekend coming our way and looking forward to it. Got a great show lined up for you. It's No Filter Friday, so we have left the last hour of today's show completely and totally open. We want to hear from you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line to talk about any issues that you'd like to talk about. Got a lot of texts, a lot of emails about folks' anxiety, following up on Mayor Cantrell's anxiety and the fact that the public has to finance her anxiety, and folks are looking for grant and other opportunities to finance their anxiety. We can continue that conversation. We'll talk a little bit about the juvenile incarceral conditions in this state. This conversation is getting more and more ridiculous as each day passes. And once again, we have become offender-centric as opposed to victim-centric. And there's not even a conversation about victims. And we'll talk more about that. In the 11 o'clock hour, Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints, joins us. We'll preview the Saints opener right here in the Dome. The Who Dat Nation comes together. Tom Brady coming in with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to play the Saints on Sunday. We'll talk about that game as well. Darlene Costanza, president and CEO of Crime Stoppers, joins us. September is National Campus Safety Awareness Month, and Crime Stoppers has been big in the schools for a number of years, going back to the time that I was sheriff, and they've created the Safe School LA app. We'll also get an update on a bunch of other activities that Crime Stoppers is involved in. Darlene, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Neil, for having us. We appreciate the opportunity to talk about our students.
Absolutely. Darlene, you know, you guys have been on the campuses for a long, long time. You've had hotlines there. You've worked with the police on campus throughout not only Jefferson, Orleans, but I think you guys are responsible for 9 parish area, if my memory serves me correct.
Correct. Our original footprint was 9 parishes, and actually in 2022, our school programs, our app, went statewide. So there's about 20 parishes right now participating with the school program.
So tell us about what this program is all about and what you've seen thus far.
Well, I think the two lead-ins that you talked about, Newell, and everybody's concerned about student mental health being number one, and then the victim focus. Okay, so first off, this program is meant to be prevention, you know, preventative, but it's also meant to give the victims a voice. So when we see our students, you know, participating being part of an information trail, and a lot of this is all through social media, right? So our program now is an app. It's a Safe Schools Louisiana app. But kids are seeing things that they're concerned about. You know, they're concerned about weapons coming on campus. Not only is that bringing anxiety into the issue, but it's bringing their, you know, sense of safety being compromised. They're concerned about their friends who are suffering, you know, from self-harm, thoughts of self-harm, or just increased anxiety. And, you know, when you look at stats that are out there that the CDC has published, you know, we knew that we were seeing an increase in tips on mental health issues before COVID. But we saw about a 30% increase. But all through COVID, if you look at the most recent stats that's been published, you know, teens are seriously more concerned. They are being threatened by mental health issues because of what we've seen, you know, all of us through COVID, you know, the isolation of being placed at home, the stressors in a family. We all know that stressors carry on into the school system, into the classroom. But all of these things are showing a higher rate of mental health issues and possible suicide thoughts and actually increased suicides, you know, successful results of their attempts. So kids see this, and they're reporting that to us. So this app has been incredible, giving kids the opportunity to, you know, have a hand in safety for their campus and for their friends.
And a lot of folks don't realize one of the byproducts of peer pressure is stigma. Mm-hmm. And there is this stigma of, you know, cooperating with school administration or cooperating with the police. So a lot of what you guys do provide an environment by which they can provide information, talk about challenges, talk about issues without that stigma.
You know, absolutely correct. And, you know, we have to learn things. So as adults, you know, we're like, we've constantly gone around saying, hey, you can be anonymous. You can remain anonymous, right? Nobody's going to retaliate because we're not going to say who you are. And you know what I learned, Newell, after all of these years? The kids nowadays, they're like, what does anonymous really mean? So for us, we refocused our messaging so that kids understood that we are not asking who you are. You know, you truly are remaining secret. You know, we just want your information. And that's this whole process, as you know, with Crime Stoppers as an adult program and certainly a student program. It's based on protecting their identity. It's that anonymity. And kids appreciate that because they don't always have a safe place to report. And, you know, we're getting hundreds of tips, you know, because of that.
And I got to imagine, you know, the sooner that you can nip these issues in the bud, sometimes they pan out. Most of the times they do, has been my experience and the tips that we receive from you guys. Sometimes they don't. But what I also learned is sometimes even when they don't, when you're going and you're looking and you're being more attentive to a certain area or a certain type of conduct or otherwise, it reveals other things that are just as equally concerning as the original tip.
Absolutely. And in the school side of this, you know, they're looking at their intervention teams are looking at how can they plan effective programming to nip things in the bud, like you said. And when we look at the trends that we see coming across through whether it's student tips or adult tips, that is providing that trail of how to lead to proper programming with the school side. And for, you know, for schools, I mean, when you're seeing many, many children talking about, you know, weapons, discussion of weapons off campus, weapons coming onto campus, I mean, it usually lends to something else. Bullying, you know, there's usually a connect to a group where it's repetitive bullying. And I know for us, when we, you know, bullying is very serious. I mean, as an adult, it's tough. You know, when we look back at how we were as a kid and we're bullied. But we didn't have social media where you can't get away from that bullying. You know, it's constantly there and it lives on. So it really is for school systems and or anybody investigating some of this information is watching the trends of what, you know, the evidence is bringing or what their tip information is showing.
So I know you want to give a shout out to Louisiana State Police as well as the Department of Education. Parents and other students, teachers can download this app for free. Tell us where they find it.
Well, definitely. So the Safe Schools Louisiana app, it's right now in over 500 schools. But for us, it is something that we offer free of charge to any school system, any school across the state of Louisiana. And, you know, Newell, we're sort of like vampires. We have to be invited in, right? So they have to ask for us. There is an MOU, that a process that goes through. But because of the generous nature of the Louisiana State Police and the Department of Education, certainly have been a big proponent of this. They've endorsed this program. You know, it is made available by just contacting us, or you can even contact Safe Schools of Louisiana is the website, and sign up. And not only do we bring into the school system this anonymous reporting process, this app, but everything that's wrapped around that is free of charge. So we're giving you materials to promote it, to continue that messaging. We're giving you information on curriculums to be able to have these important discussions. And we're also giving opportunities for us to come in as an organization and do programs on multitudes of topics. And one of the things, you know, back in the day, when we come in and speak to an organization, we like to bring our law enforcement experts with us, you know, because we're getting asked to talk about some pretty difficult topics, whether it's human trafficking, whether it's dating violence, whether it's abuse, you know, certainly drug trends. I can remember back when Mojo first came out, I took your drug dog and your narcotics agent with me, and we started speaking at a number of the local schools. And a number of those schools were private schools. And we actually did a demonstration to see if the drug dog could find the Mojo. But, I mean, it was serious. And, you know, y'all knew it was serious. And look what we found out what that drug was doing and how available it was for just anybody to go and purchase it at a gas station. So, really, it started by that school information that came through, you know, kids speaking up, that really put a highlight on the importance of stopping this. So, yeah, it's been a ride, but any school can participate.
These things go in cycles because, as you talked about Mojo, I mean, we have some of the same issues, I'm told, that are appearing and revealing itself relative to vaping. There's a lot of different ingredients that are being put in these vaping cartridges and pens, and sometimes we don't really have a clue what they're vaping with, and it's yet another challenge.
Definitely. And I know for us, I mean, obviously vaping is against school rules. We get a lot of tips on vaping. Actually, for the first 30 days of school, 20% of our tips were on vaping. But for kids, they don't think it's an issue. They don't realize the health effects. They don't realize the danger. And it's, you know, constantly reminding them, certainly, of what this can do is something that we try to do. And, again, bringing our partners in to talk about that. But, yeah, I think as an adult, you know, everyone is concerned about that, and our kids need to just be safe about it.
Yep. School years just started. Tips received already relative to guns and shootings and other issues?
Yes, we have. We've certainly, you know, about 35% of our tips that's come in thus far this year has been bullying, cyberbullying, and harassment, and those type of issues. And then we've certainly had suicide threats, self-harm. We've had weapons taken off of campuses, which includes guns and knives. We have a lot of anger issues that's being discussed in tips. But I guess two things that I would want to note, because I just spoke to a large group of counselors yesterday, and they had no idea you know, the kind of information that's shared with us. You know, just most recently, we had a student send a picture of their friend, and this is a middle school student who had been abused by her boyfriend. I mean, beaten up, terribly beaten up. And, you know, this is the kind of information these kids are trying to find a safe place to send. We had another situation, and it was a teacher abusing a student in a classroom, and we immediately got with law enforcement. That teacher was arrested. And, you know, but just think of the student sitting there seeing this and brave enough to take a phone out and record it and send it to Crime Stoppers. I mean, it's so far-reaching what we are able to do for our children if we just empower them. You know, and that's, you know, I just can't say enough that please take advantage of this free resource if you're involved in the school system, because it can save lives.
It's all about making sure and ensuring that the school campus is a safe environment for our kids to thrive and learn and have a great learning experience. And this is a critical component of it, one that I recognized many, many years ago. We got to get to a break. We're visiting with Darlene Costanza, President and CEO of Crime Stoppers. Darlene, when we come back, I want to talk about community engagement. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Darlene Costanza, President and CEO of Crime Stoppers, getting ready to talk about community engagement. Darlene, I did want to go to the talk lines. Allison has something that she wants to warn folks of. Allison, welcome to the show.
Hi, Darlene, I've spoken to you for years. I was on the board of directors of Crime Stoppers on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and we've chatted in the past. But today I'm retired, and I hope you're doing well. And,
well, thank you.
I'm retired, and I get out and I drive Uber to build up money for vacations and things. But what I wanted to mention is that while I'm driving Uber on the North Shore and the Northwest area of, well, Southwest to the Covington Manville area. It's a comfortable place to drive, safe. But what I do is I pick up a lot of people that cannot drive anymore, and that's a lot of halfway houses, recovery centers. And so frequently I drive people that are housed in these facilities right to the local head shop, I guess you'd call them, and they go right for this substance called Krantum. And it's something that alters their moods, so they come down, and as most people know, it's a slippery slope once you start altering your moods. But it's perfectly legal, apparently, because it's written in big letters, all of the different stuff. They can hardly get into the car when they're not opening up the package and taking it. I'm not even sure, but they just put it in their mouth. I'm not sure whether it's tablets or whatever. But it is almost epidemic by what I see.
How do you spell that, Allison? Is it C-R-A-N-T-U-M?
No, it starts with a K, K-R-A-N-T-O-M, I believe. But you'll see it written on windows, like at the Ross shop, stuff like that. Krantum. And it, I know it's so hard to outlaw the chemistry where you just alter it slightly. The law has to be then altered. But what are your thoughts about this?
Darlene?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Allison, I tell you, well, first off, it's great to hear from you again. And I wasn't aware of the product, but you're absolutely correct in how easy it is for everything to be altered to, you know, if you start seeing issues with one thing like we saw with, you know, the Mojo, they just completely change it, you know, by one, whatever one little, you know, digital change in their formularies. But I think it's the perception that you're saying it's so altering that these people are pretty much knocked out of it. That is alarming, and I certainly hope that this is not something that's trending to kids in school, because I had never heard of it before. But, you know, I'm certainly appreciative of the information, because I will be doing some research.
Yeah, I'm going to ask around as well. Allison, thank you so much for the call. She's piqued my curiosity.
Thank
as
you
to,
so much.
You know, that yet another challenge, and it's good and this is the beauty, exactly perfect segue into community engagement, right? So let's talk about that. One of the things that I've always I've been a big supporter of your organization, as you well know, Darlene, for a long, long time. And it really was about all that community engagement, giving people an opportunity to call in. They know what fits in their neighborhood better than most. I think at first, you know, a big focus was on murders and on violent crime. But I always felt like where you can make just as equally an impact in the neighborhoods where we don't have the frequency of violent crime is in the property crime area as well. And I know that you guys have been passing on tips and have been provided law enforcement the opportunity to be able to solve a lot of property crimes in neighborhoods as well. Talk about it.
Absolutely. No, I mean, you're correct in the sense that we have always been, you know, you started off talking about victims and where's the victim's voice on this. And, you know, people listen. This is what Crime Stoppers is. And we're not only for to prevent, but we're also for, you know, for you when you become a victim, or, you know, your family is working on your behalf as the victim. And we have focused a lot on the, you know, the homicides and the, you know, that very violent type of crime. But property crimes, this is where we all are being hit. I mean, every one of us, and we know it. You know, we are concerned about where we're parking our cars. We're concerned when our car is broken into in front of our houses. And for Crime Stoppers, we are the place that you can send that information. I mean, most of our tips now are coming through our mobile systems, our mobile app. So we're getting a ton of video surveillance photos, images that people are sending over to us when they're seeing these type of instances, particularly that serial burglar that was hitting, you know, in Lakeview, and actually Jefferson Parish made that arrest. We had so much information coming forward on that individual with the yellow vest. But it's because all of us have seen that and being affected by it, Noel, and you're right. People need to understand it, that there's a place they can be part of a team. And we're seeing success. We're seeing success, particularly in New Orleans. And you know, they were able to now have warrants out to apprehend the individuals. You know, but our tip led to that warrant. And folks need to know that, you know, they're important in this process.
So when we think about community engagement, whether it's your civic association in your neighborhood association, neighborhood watch, or otherwise, there's a whole nother level that's being provided by you guys to be able to pass on what is otherwise really criminal intelligence information about real time, what's going on the street, actionable intelligence that the police can utilize. And more often than not, what I found is it provided a really good starting point for us. And a lot of times when you have something cold and you don't really have a whole lot to go on, y'all have been able to provide these bits and pieces of information that really kind of connects dots for law enforcement. And in my experience, it's been huge.
You know, I appreciate that, Noel, because you got it. I mean, you understood the value of what, you know, the ability citizens have in providing into this network that intelligence. And for us, we have been working even stronger to build that part of our organization up. I mean, we actually have law enforcement now, previous law enforcement individuals now working for us, so we can gather more information and connect the dots behind the scenes on these tips. It's the same, you know, a lot of this is the same individuals repeating themselves and committing, you know, I don't want to say serial, but multiple cases. And you knew that. I mean, your organization started the Code 6 program, you know. So when we're able to gather pieces of information across 9 parishes, because we know that crime does not stop at one parish line, when we're able to put those pieces together and share that with our partnering agencies, it can be huge. It is a, you know, it's saving manpower. It's able to build upon the resources, particularly in the area when we talk about New Orleans, who, you know, they desperately need more officers. We're that additional footwork for them. We're those, you know, behind-the-scenes cases detectives. And we're trying to do better and more, and we always go back to the community. We invite you to participate in this because you share that knowledge. But, yes, we, you know, it's been successful for us, very much so.
You guys, are y'all part of NOLA Coalition?
Yes, we are.
Good. Has there been much engagement with y'all as it relates to their main mission and vision? Because it would seem to me that your organization would dovetail perfectly into a lot of what they're trying to do, both on the school side with the school app, which I don't know how many that's about as overt as it can be, and obviously on this end as well.
Right. Well, we certainly, you know, we've been in discussions with them to see how we can assist in what they're trying to do with building out the youth programs. Their youth programs currently are a little bit more mentoring organizations, you know, but bridging over to the other prevention opportunities that kids can participate in. You know, as a nonprofit, we're always just like everybody else looking for funding. You know, so certainly we will be looking to apply for the grants on the youth side. If you remember, because you were a big proponent and actually helped us start our Teen Ambassador Program, which was incredibly successful over the years, that's something that certainly fits definitely into their goal with the new NOLA Coalition. On the law enforcement side, absolutely, it's the force multiplier, and we have been in discussions on what makes sense and how we can help in that area. You know, the criminal intelligence building is one of those areas. And then looking at, you know, what we've been told in regards to people leaving the force. you know, we have a great relationship with a lot of folks that, you know, have been there many years. And as people step away, you know, they do share their concerns with us. And we have been able to share that with the coalition.
Your teen ambassador program, I really loved it because, you know, our kids today, they may or may not be our leaders of tomorrow, but they can absolutely be our leaders of today. And when you think about peer pressure and things like that, and having teen ambassadors that are willing to step up and involve themselves and reach out and talk to folks, we saw a lot of lives turned around over the years that we participated in the teen ambassador program because we had kids that gave a damn, that cared.
You're right. Yeah, and Newland, you're absolutely right. And, you know, what we've seen, okay, so the whole idea of our program, and we were sort of, I guess, you know, before the current times maybe, but, you know, we started out knowing that I wanted to have a program that provided an opportunity for a diverse population of students. And that was incredibly important to me, that it was diverse in community, it was diverse in types of school systems, because we all have to learn each other's path, and we may not live it, but it's real. And what we did was we brought kids together who got to hear some really, you know, serious information of what other kids' lives were being, you know, how they were living their lives with crime on the streets or whatever. And many of our students, they did graduate and go into the profession, the criminal justice arena as their profession. We have several who are police officers. I believe we have one or two that might be troopers now. We have people who worked for the DA. They're counselors. We certainly have social workers, attorneys. And these kids started with us. And, you know, I hear that one of the plan platforms, you know, with the new New Orleans plan is a cadet program. Well, you know, I would love to offer that opportunity to help with that because Crime Stoppers has already done this. And you do have kids who are not just part of the culture of defund the police. You have kids who really care and they want to be part of the solution. And so I hope that will go far. I can tell you
a number of, and you and I have not ever talked about this, but I've been stopped on the street many times by young adults who participated in the teen ambassador program who are in fact leaders of today.
Well, just in what they're doing,
and it's very rewarding. Kind of curious, has Fausto Pichotto reached out to talk to you yet?
No, not yet. We haven't heard anything because I'm sure that they're, you know, just on the initial plans of that. But we certainly want to offer ourselves there to be part of that solution, to be part of that platform. You know, back in the day when Pennington came and all of this was going on, you know, those many years ago, Pennington brought us in. I mean, that's really, I had just started with Crime Stoppers, and he brought us into the fold because he saw how successful Crime Stoppers was in his hometown. And he saw the ability of allowing the community to proactively make a difference in a safe way. And I certainly hope that we can play a role now because New Orleans is, you know, desperately looking for all the partners that they need to have. And, you know, I'm certainly open to do whatever we can.
And these are old established relationships, but there's, you know, sometimes things can go a little bit stale and you have to relook, reinvigorate, re-engineer the relationship to bring it up to today's needs and address those. And this just seems to be a perfect opportunity, I think, for that. Because I think there are a lot of people that really want to pass information on, and a lot of times we forget about Crime Stoppers.
No, you're absolutely correct. I mean, sometimes we're not the, you know, if you're not the flavor of the month or whatever, but you're the consistent flavor that's been there for 20 some more years. You know, yes, we do share a lot of valuable intel in regards to what we've seen and we've all experienced. And just like you, and you know, seeing things repeat themselves, I mean, certainly we always want to learn from that. And knowing, I mean, just seeing what we're seeing, you know, the people calling us now, I mean, I just want to throw out one or two of the successes recently because it kind of talks to the feeling of what's out there.
Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Let's get to a break. And when we come out of the break, we'll talk about those successes that you've had recently. Mm-hmm. We're visiting with Darlene Cassanza, President and CEO of Crime Stoppers. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Darlene Cassanza, President and CEO of Crime Stoppers. Let's go to the talk lines. We have Dennis. Dennis, you're on with Darlene Cassanza.
Hi, Noel and Darlene. It's great to hear Darlene Cassanza on the air. I think Crime Stoppers is such a valuable tool, I think the most incredible tool in the war against crime, and I think it's undervalued. the 911 anonymous tip line is well known in the community, but it's more valuable than people realize because Crime Stoppers often does not get credit for the tips provided when arrests are made and crimes are solved. And beyond that, I'm glad you're talking about the Safe Schools app, which is incredible for young people in schools who know about things that are going on that could harm them or their friends. And in addition to that, Crime Stoppers is a multi-pronged service. Crime Stoppers goes into schools with films to talk to kids about anxiety and the things that are affecting them. And they bring in counselors. I wish Darlene would talk about that because I think that's also a very valuable service.
Well, thank you, Dennis. Appreciate the comment. Darlene, let's talk about some of the successful cases. Obviously, you got a number of fans out there in our listening audience. I'm one, too.
And thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate Dennis because he has seen it, certainly as a journalist. He has seen, like you, it's been a long road.
So. Yeah. Let's talk about some of the most recent successes.
Definitely. And you know, I do want to say we have been – it's been some brazen things that we've seen on the news. And, you know, Crime Stoppers, when it's brazen and people are realizing they could be the one – like the clerk in a recent armed robbery on St. Claude Avenue recently, the clerk was pulled by her hair to the door. And it was just so violent. It's just horrible through that armed robbery. And, you know, actually our tip helped lead to the identification to be able to place a warrant out for the arrest of those individuals. Another case is the off-duty NOPD officer riding his bicycle in, you know, the quarter. And you saw a mass crowd, I mean, jump on this guy, beat him, steal his gun. Well, tips actually poured in on that, led to an arrest on that individual, the individuals involved. I believe we're still looking for the gun. You know, so his gun's out there. If there's anybody that can provide information on that, we pay $1,000 to get that gun back. So, you know, that was just a horrible scene. Also, with the cart, you know, when we saw the donuts, you know, that was something in kids jumping on the police vehicle. You know, that was a record number of tips that came in. So people were saying, we're not going to allow this disrespecting of our officers. We're not going to allow these idiots to come to our town and do what they did. So I was so excited to see the volume of tips. It was over 100 tips. And then another one that was pretty much, and we paid out several rewards on that. And another two I just want to mention because we were in multiple parishes, right? So in Slidell, another big case that they had was three armed robberies that happened at gas stations. And the individual, you know, he was armed and dangerous. You know, he led police on a chase. And actually a tip identified him. That was a Kevin Borden. That was in July. And, you know, they were able to make that apprehension through the involvement of tipsters. And then last but not least, an individual who stole a car, actually in Gentilly, and they had dogs inside the car. You know, so this fool steals the car, rides off, and we had multiple tipsters following that path. And ultimately, it led to this gentleman's arrest. It was Brian Spears was the individual, and all the puppies were fine. So that's always good.
it's encouraging because people are paying attention and people care. They give a damn and they're calling in. And I'm really excited to hear, you know, because you and I have not talked about this for quite a long time. I'm excited to hear that the tips are still coming in and they're healthy, especially the one about the New Orleans police officer. I mean, that was horrific. You know, and it's great that people are, you know, taking time out of their day and calling in with information.
Definitely, Noel. I mean, I think New Orleans, you know, our greater New Orleans area is special. I mean, people do, you know, they are more supportive of law enforcement than we see in other metropolitan areas, which I'm so thankful for. They are concerned about making sure that they have a voice. And, you know, I go back to what also would, you know, Dennis has said, and you said it, you know, years ago, you know, we don't get credit for every tip that we send as far as when arrests are made. I mean, we don't hear back, and we're trying to, you know, get law enforcement to do better for us because then we're allowed to pay more rewards. But it's the building of that intelligence, which is invaluable. You know, you can't talk about the success of an anonymous reporting program for the community without appreciating the building of that intelligence that stays forever.
No, absolutely. And it allows us, especially across jurisdictional lines. I mean, I have to be honest. The cooperation is there. The connection, though, is not as good as it needs to be. And a lot of times these tips, when we have multi-jurisdictional crime sprees going on in the same actors, that are involved is huge. And I bring that up because people need to realize that they don't understand the power of the information that they may hold. And, you know, when you look at it as a one-off, that really wasn't much, and I don't think I need to really bother anybody with that information. I got to imagine, I remember hearing you speak one time, said, that's what we're here for, bother us. Give us the information. It's not a bother, truly, but, you know, if you think it is, it doesn't matter. Just call us, give it to us, and we'll pass it on, and you never know. And I know you could go on for hours and hours and hours talking about how dots were connected on little snippets of information.
That's right, Noel. And, you know, for us, I mean, I go back to, you know, the fact that we are regional. We're 9 parishes. So sharing that with all of our local, state, and federal partners, we don't just stop. We share it with multiple, jurisdictions so that they are cross-sharing that information. Because we know our systems don't always talk very well in law enforcement. You know, we hear about that. We hear about technology challenges. We also hear about, you know, just working relationships and having to build upon, and we're all working with limited officers. So, yeah, it's huge to have that ability to play that role. And I've been very honored to be able to do that. I'm humbled to be able to be trusted enough to do that. And, you know, and yesterday, I was, as I mentioned earlier, I was speaking for a group of counselors, what happened to be a religious school system. And the first thing when they introduced me, said, what do you ask for us? And I said, I ask for prayers. It's not easy to do this work. You see the best, yeah. You see the worst, you know. But it definitely, every piece of information that comes in sends joy, sends hope to the victim of that case. So if you don't do it for any other reason, think about the other side of it, because there is a face, there's a person, there's a family on the other side of what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Darlene Costanza, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate the work that you do. Keep up the great work. And folks, you can go to crimestoppersgno.org. If you want to get involved, they're always looking for volunteers. They're always looking for folks to help, and they're always looking for donations, because that's what helps fuel the rewards that are given for information to bring a stop to the activity of criminal thugs in our community, the place we call home. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the news break, we will visit with Mike Haas, voice of the Saints, preview the Saints home opener against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as they head here to the Who Dat Nation. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.